Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Betches Media presents.
I really want to lose 3 pounds.
Yeah, no, don't put me down for cardio.
Diet starts tomorrow.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy.
I want to quit the gym.
Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
With hosts Aileen Cooperman.
Joey doesn't share food.
And Sammy Fishbein.
Whatever, I'm getting cheese fries.
Hello, welcome to this bonus episode of Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
And yeah, so today we are reading a listener DM, and we're going to try to do this every single week where you guys, since we never get to it in any episode, we always have one, we never get to it, and you guys are a huge part of the show, so we want to answer your questions as we ask you to send us your questions. It's only fair that we answer them.
Right. What do you think people think about the fact that we constantly ask for their questions and then never answer?
Never. I swear Carly always puts one on and we just don't, we go rogue and we just never get to them. So we're going to do this every week. We're going to read a question, whether it's a DM or an email, so that you can continue sending them to dst@betches.com. And yeah, so Sammy, do you want to read today's question?
I could read it. Okay. Hi. Just listen to this week's podcast about Sammy getting ready for her wedding and Aileen's intuitive eating journey. I relate to both girls and I'm struggling. I have been working with a nutritionist who specializes in intuitive eating for the past few years, and I've been working towards anti-diet mindset and eating more intuitively. I feel like I've made tons of progress and have stopped counting calories and I'm way gentler on myself than I used to be. However, I am also getting married and relate to Sammy when she says she does want to lose a little weight and be confident in her dress. I also preach that I would never shed for the wedding. However, I can't help but want to be a little thinner to feel more confident. Any ideas on how to balance an anti-diet intuitive eating mindset while trying to lose a little weight for my wedding, feeling conflicted?
Like, this is both our lives meshed into like one.
No, it's like each of our individual lives and then our lives meshed also.
Into one, yeah. It's so funny. So we must, there must be a lot of people kind of on this same wavelength. So since you're sort of going through it more than me, what do you think?
I can tell a little story about an experience I had this weekend.
Okay, sure.
After being, I remember, and I quote myself on last week's episode, I'm trying to lose weight, but I'm not trying like that hard or doing anything that serious. Okay, that was me a week ago, like paraphrasing.
That was you Thursday. During this episode, right?
During this episode.
That she's referring to. Okay.
Yes, that was Thursday. Okay, fast forward to Saturday. I go to my dress fitting.
Yeah.
The dress zips, but it's, I can't breathe for like more than a few, getting tight. Okay. So
how did you feel?
I was like, okay. All right. And I didn't like hate how I looked, but I also didn't like love how I looked. Okay. And I was like, you know what? Like, I'm just gonna, I feel like even saying this is so triggering and like horrible, but what I said to myself was, I'm just going to restrict for the next 4 weeks and that's the end of that. And I'm just going to like really minimize my carb intake and be just go back to logging for fucking 4 weeks. And then we can just say goodbye to all this bullshit that I don't really care about. But where I am on my journey, clearly I'm not like, clearly I'm still immersed in my own internalized fat phobia to the extent that I'm not ready to do this now. And I am, it's just sort of what I'm just going back to my ways for 4 weeks. And then we are like, that's done.
Meaning, to translate what you're saying. Yeah.
To answer the last question, you can't. You can't mix intuitive eating and actively trying to lose weight because you just can't. They can't coexist.
However, though, I agree.
However, it can be part of your journey.
Right. And there's no problem real, like there's no shame in wanting to lose weight for your wedding, wanting to lose weight in general, to want to go on a diet. Like that's your choice. You want to do that. Like it's all part of the path of getting to a point in your life that you want to be. So if that's what you want to do right now for your wedding, you shouldn't feel pressured by all the external noise. Even if like you think that intuitive eating is the right thing for you right now, that's not the right thing. So do what you think will make you feel good. If you were saying this to us, if her message was like, I don't want to give a shit what I look like, but I feel like there's this external pressure to want to need to be on a diet, but I don't actually want to be on a diet. Then I feel like our answer would be like, then don't do it. Don't go on a diet. Don't restrict. Be who, like, you know what I mean? So, yeah. But if she wants to do it to feel a little bit more confident, that's, she's not going to like, we're not all going to get over like this fat phobia or changing like society's view on like what bigger right. is equals better. Like, no, but we're not going to get over that between now and the time your wedding comes. So,
and it could also be more damaging. Let's say you force yourself not to kind of be past where you are, which is like not ready to just not go on a diet. Let's say you force yourself to do that and you like don't, I guess, give yourself this like leniency to actually, you know, try to lose weight actively because you are sort of like in the middle of knowing like, I don't really want to be that person, but I still maybe am a little bit. If you now, let's say if you didn't do something and you got those photos back, like you said, and you, or you felt uncomfortable on the day of in your dress, you might, that might also set you back because you might be like, oh, I regret how I looked because I was trying to do intuitive eating. I'm giving up on this. Like it might. So I think that's why just like paying attention to like where you're really at and like kind of accepting it and letting the journey, you know, letting yourself continue on the journey. As,
right, yeah. Right. See, hear your feelings and then like approach them without judgment and try to, again, you can apply mindfulness, not necessarily intuitive eating, but you can apply mindfulness to this like debacle and say like, and look inward and say like, what is going to make me feel the best on my wedding day? If that means losing what, how much could you lose? 4 pounds?
Yeah.
Just in terms of doing my quick calculations.
No, I
don't know when her wedding is, but like,
oh, her wedding. I thought you were talking about mine.
Well, yours, hers. I obviously know when your wedding is, but her, to this, our listener, I don't know when her wedding is, but that's what I'm saying. Like, we're not here to shame diets because we are dieters.
Yeah. Right.
So
also the other thing is like, I don't think I could do this if I didn't literally know like, okay, I have like 20 something days left. Like I have like 23 more days of this left.
I
like,
think, okay, here's my opinion on you. I think okay. that if you like, I think it's really, it's not a matter of like weight loss, like you're losing fat. I yeah. think that you just need, you think that you're bloated. So you just need to eat less salt and cook your meals and drink a shit ton of water and just do that. Not like don't like restrict. Like you can still have some pasta, just make it yourself. Like, and just have like how, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm like not even, honestly,
I think that
my
you're
appetite
going to
is
an
gone.
I think you're going to, you're putting this like this 3-week diet on a pedestal that it doesn't need to be on. Just be like, all right, I'm just going to try to make myself feel less bloated, which is, it's fine. Right. Like, you know, I'm sure you've been eating out recently.
Really not like a ton. I mean, it's more like, I'm jealous. I'm just excited for like, it's
like ordering
it over. Like, I'm just, that's really how I feel. Like, I'm just like, oh, I can really let it go after this moment.
No, but you're excited for your wedding.
Yeah. Oh, of course. No, of course I'm excited. I'm also excited for it to get here so I don't have to do this anymore.
Do what?
Like not eat a pizza right now. Like not be eating a pizza this minute.
This is fucked up.
No, that's like what I want.
You can still eat a pizza though.
but I'm trying to just
achieve your
3 weeks
goals just, in 3 weeks.
I'm just trying to like,
you're going
to
be a pizza monster if you don't eat pizza for the next 3 weeks after.
Okay. A week ago, I was eating pizza. Like you I was making pizza pizzas as a snack at like 4:30 PM. Like making Costco pizzas almost like 3 times a week as a snack.
Sounds delish.
It
was I always love to hear Avi's take when you say that you've been eating like where you claim that you're eating pizza as a snack or being a pizza monster.
What does he say? His take is like, babe, why didn't we just wait till dinner? Now we're not hungry and we ruined our appetite.
I always think about
because I wanted the pizza. I don't care about dinner.
Parents being like, we're going to lose our appetite.
No, like he actually like does think that way.
Yeah.
He's like, really, you know, we have to save room for protein and vegetables.
Ugh. Pizza.
But that's anyway, literally like what he wants. But when he wants pizza, he'll also have pizza.
Yeah. It makes sense because he's
normal people.
An intuitive eater.
Yeah.
But anyway,
like, I just eat what feels good.
Yeah. Anyway, we wish you well on your wedding day and your path to get there. It's going to be amazing. You're going to feel good no matter what, like on the day. You too, Sammy.
Thank you.
You're not going to give 3 fucks. You won't. You're going to be like, holy shit, this is the day I'm marrying Avi. You're not going to be like, holy shit, this is the day I'm marrying Avi and I think I'm fat. You're not.
I just hope I'm not like, oh, I hope I'm not like picking apart.
You're
like,
focusing on it now, but then the morning you're going to wake up like, holy shit, this is the day I'm getting married. Like, not,
I'm
you're not
so excited and ready for it to be here.
To be here, not be over, to be here.
No, to be here.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree. At the wedding, I'm going to eat whatever I want also.
Yeah, because we'll be sitting.
I have an exciting piece of news.
What is it?
We added a dessert portion that is exciting to me.
Do I know what it is?
No.
Is it Jars by Danny?
No, but I considered it. But then I was like, I want
is it a funfetti? Can I share?
It's not funfetti cake.
No. I mean, can I guess? I mean,
yes.
Okay. What?
No, I can't. I can't.
Okay. Well, we'll find out in 3 weeks what the surprise dessert is. I'll find out for all of you guys. And I'm really excited. And I'm excited for this girl, anonymous girl, you know your name, to go on this journey on her own. Like, don't listen to all the shit, the noise. Do what you got to do. Do what feels right. And happy wedding.
Happy wedding.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there. And they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Guys, as many of you know, I've been on an alcohol-free journey. Please don't hold it against me that I just said journey, but I have. And one thing that I've really missed on this journey is beer. But now with Athletic Brewing, I'm able to get that delicious beer-like taste in my mouth without any of the alcohol. It's amazing. Just so you guys know, I used to love sours. I'm a big sour drinker, and I really miss that taste. And now I don't have to miss out on it. It's amazing. Whether you're trying to cut back or you just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is often a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet fruity sours? Now you can enjoy this style without the hangover the next day. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic brews bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code DST to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's code DST at checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer, exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company, fit for all times.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters. Both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
So I think we should do some non-scale wins because everyone here who's listening, we recorded this Sunday's episode today and we didn't get to do any non-scale wins. This Sunday's episode is with Lisa Haim, Well Necessities. It's an amazing episode. We didn't even get to everything we wanted to talk about. That's why we never have any time to answer questions and why we didn't have time for non-scale wins. So I think we'll do a non-scale win now, but okay. Everyone make sure to listen to this Sunday's episode. Okay, I'll go. My win is sort of a series of little things. Okay. So it's a couple wins. And I shared about my little moments of intuitive eating on my story, which felt very, I felt very vulnerable doing it, but I shared like kind of like the deeper answers. And I did it in my apartment, which you know has diet energy. And I feel like I cleared some of it. Actually, by replacing that diet energy with intuitive eating energy. So I felt it. I felt it.
That's great. You don't have to move after all.
Well, I'm moving. Fuck,
I'm kidding.
Which, by the way, if anybody heard in the last episode, I got a house. We didn't end up going with the house because my gut feeling changed. But anyway, okay. My second thing was based on that. I listened to my own advice on that Q&A about exercise. And like a day ago, I did a Peloton class and I wasn't really like, I hid the calories. I did all that shit. And I just kind of rode. I wasn't like feeling like so energetic. So I just did the most I could do. And I was like, all right, whatever. And then today I like really did like a hardcore spin class. And I felt the difference between the two. And I was sort of just listening to my body and giving it, it wasn't coming from like the external world. Like I should have a hard workout class. It was just like, I had the energy and I used it in my workout class, you know? And it was just like a different kind of moment. And it felt so good. I felt like I was being very in tune or intuitive with the inside rather than the outside. So
working out, it really can feel good for like the right reasons.
It can also feel wrong for the wrong reasons.
It can feel right for the wrong reasons. I don't know.
Whatever. I don't.
It could be anything.
It could be.
It's not a Bachelor contestant though.
No. Okay. So what's your win, Saman?
Okay. Just going off of that, it's hard for me to come up with one, but a thought that I had yesterday, I guess you could call it a win. Is that, so I've been doing housework. I told you, like Sydney Miller. I've been alternating, my new thing is alternating between that and Melissa Wood Health, which is like more stretchy and light. And then like the housework, which has these like fucking combos that she makes you do a billion times in a row. And it feels like solid core standing.
Oh, you stand? You have to jump?
Not really jumping.
Easy on the knees?
Like sliders, kind of. It's okay on the knees. It's like sliders and like, and kind of like more intense, Melissa would help almost.
Okay.
Like longer holds and stuff. And I finished, and like, it's really hard. You know, I don't like want to like push myself at a workout ever, but I've been doing her workouts that are hard and they're 50 minutes, like a lot for me. Yeah. So my thought was after finishing yesterday was like, oh, I get why people like actually enjoy working out, because at the end, even though they suffered, they felt really that you genuinely feel like great. Like when you're panting and like you're coming down from it and you feel really good. Like working your body hard feels good, not just because you're making yourself have a hard workout, but because like it actually feels good for your body.
Right. That's exactly the feeling I was having today when I was like, holy shit, like I'm sweating, like this is hard, but it's enjoyable in the moment even.
I didn't find it enjoyable in the moment.
Well, but like when I took a break.
When you take a break.
I was just like, I'm dripping sweat. This feels good because like, you're using your body. Like you're supposed to move. Like that's,
when you get that sweet child's pose in.
If you're like, and lucky enough to have the ability to move, we should be grateful for the fact that we can work fucking hard and it just feels that good.
Like Amanda Kloot says.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ugh, don't, what? Now I'm sad.
It was meant to be inspirational.
It was sad. That was sad.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, so those are our wins, everyone. Please email us your questions. We're going to answer them here. DST@betches.com. DM us at Diet Starts Tomorrow or Carly. We'll get your DMs. You can also DM her if you want to like make her choose your question to answer or make us answer it. You could DM us at
Frankly, Aileen. The more aggressive you are, the more likely you will get noticed. Like, I know you probably don't want to be like persistent, quote unquote annoying, but like the facts are the facts. And like,
yeah, just be persistent if you really want your question answered. You can DM us. Sammy's at Sammy. I'm at Aileen. We're so happy that we have those Instagram handles. They're so easy to use and list. And don't forget to rate, review, subscribe. And, you know, we're always with you
through thick and thin. Diet Starts Tomorrow is hosted by Aileen Cooperman
and Sammy Fishbine.
Our editor is Sean Kilby. Our podcast producers are Mike Coscarelli, Sean Kilby, and Carly Rice.
And artwork is by Brittany Levine. Be sure to follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram and email your questions and non-scale wins to dst@betches.com.
Betches.